asked him what for, why I said he wouldn't take them, and I didn't want to sell them. But he said, oh, I said, you'll take them back with you till tomorrow, or leave them here and meet me at the bank in the morning. I said, well, if you're going to take them, I said, I'll just leave them here. So I made it up at the bank, 10 o'clock the next morning. He paid me $600 for that mule and horse. I was sorry I sold them. They was good ones, and I was timbering.
Kind of hard to turn down that kind of money then, though.
Was it?
Hard to turn down that kind of money then.
Yeah. Oh, and I was so mad, and I started in. It's about $6 a thousand was about the price of lumber then. I sold a lot of lumber at $6 a thousand.
That's
1,000 foot? Yeah. 75 cents a dollar a day. A dollar, they thought was big money then. It was pretty good for most of them.
Would go a lot further then.
Oh goodness, you could take $10 out of them and buy more than you could, about as much as you could with $100 now.
Do you remember the prices of anything?
When I was small, my father, I'd seen him. We'd haul cotton, take it to the market, sell it. I've seen him buy a barrel of flour there. He'd get it by about two or three then. It's in wood then, those flour barrels. And he'd buy about three of them for about two and a quarter, two and a half of a barrel. And if we didn't have to buy meat, we always had plenty of that at home. And coffee, you buy, I expect 25 or 30 pounds of coffee for a dollar.
You had to buy in large quantities like that too, didn't you?
Had to buy what?
In large quantities like that.
No, we didn't have to buy it. You didn't have to buy it in large quantities.
I meant because you didn't get to the store that often, most people.
Well, we bought about enough to run us 5 or 6 months, maybe. So, selling cotton for four to five cents a pound after it's baled up.
Takes a lot of cotton to make 1 pound, too.
We generally about 1,400 pounds to get a 500 pound bale. And cotton seed back then, you buy all the water 10 cents for 10 or 15 cents a hundred. A lot of people haul them out in the field. And stack them up, let them rot, and use them for fertilizer.
The cotton seed?
Yeah.
Cotton takes a lot out of the soil, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. I ginned cotton there. I got 2.5 a bale for ginning it. I believe it was 2.5. And we got on corn there. You got 1 gallon out of a bushel of corn. That was a gallon total out of the bushel. And when my father got sick with a cancer, after that cancer got on him, he first turned to the